Bereshit. In the beginning, Elohim created Aleph Tau, the heavens, and Aleph Tau, the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Ruach Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, Let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And Elohim said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And Elohim called the expanse heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And Elohim said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And Elohim said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for appointed feasts and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And Elohim said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open expanse of heaven. And Elohim created great dragons, and Aleph Tau, every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply on the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And Elohim said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and every creeping thing, and the beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And Elohim made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and Aleph Tau, everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. And Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And Elohim said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and Aleph Tau, every tree, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given, Aleph Tau, every green herb for food. And it was so. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day Elohim ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. In that day that Yahuwah Elohim made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For Yahuwah Elohim had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahuwah Elohim formed the man of the dust of the ground, and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. And Yahuwah Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yahuwah Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted, and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pishon, that it is which it compasses, Aleph Tau, the whole land of Kavilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is Delium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same it is that compasses, Aleph Tau, the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Chidehel. That it is which goes toward the east of Asher. And the fourth river is Perath. And Yahuwah Elohim took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to guard it. And Yahuwah Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die. And Yahuwah Elohim said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper. And out of the ground Yahuwah Elohim formed every beast of the field, and Aleph Tau, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto the man to see what he would call them. And whatsoever the man called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And the man gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for the man there was not found a helper for him. And Yahuwah Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Yahuwah Elohim had taken from man, he made a woman, and brought her unto the man. And the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his woman, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his woman, and were not ashamed. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahuwah Elohim had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has Elohim said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die, for Elohim knows that in the day you eat thereof, Then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her man with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of Yahuwah Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The man and his woman hid themselves from the presence of Yahuwah Elohim amongst the midst of the trees of the garden. And Yahuwah Elohim called unto Adam, and he said unto him, Where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you should not eat? And the man said, The woman you gave to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And Yahuwah said unto the woman, What is this that you have done? And the woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I did eat. And Yahuwah Elohim said unto the serpent, Because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your man, and he shall rule over you. And unto Adam he said, Because you have hearkened unto the voice of your woman, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and unto dust you shall return. And Adam called his woman's name Hua, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his woman did Yahuwah Elohim make coats of skins and clothed them. And Yahuwah Elohim said, Behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore Yahuwah Elohim sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden Kerubim and Aleftal, a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life.